Part with Jose Luis, Bultanas, head of the CIDCO service. Well, I must say that one of those who has driven this course forward. And thank him for making it possible for us to be here now. Milagros Diego will also be at the table with us, who, as I mentioned at the beginning, is the coordinator of this line of precursor work within the Copilat Switorzendine program. So whenever you're ready, Jose Luis, the floor is yours.
Well, Laura, thank you very much. Of course, personally, I must thank many people for making it possible for this course to come to fruition. And of course, first of all, I would like to thank you and E for granting us this very, very, very privileged place. So I begin my round of thanks, logically, to FIAP and Coppola. It would be ungrateful not to remember Javier Sagridou, with whom we began this journey, which was then resumed with enormous momentum. Borgia, thank you very much for your collaboration, and to the team you lead, which is absolutely wonderful. We talk about Anna, we talk about Mersch, and we talk about an eminent person we have here named Laura. Thank you, Laura, for your tremendous effort. Of course, the easiest part of this entire course is perhaps finding a university. It has really been very straightforward for us, because we have simply turned to the best. But it is true that the university is made up of people, and we have been incredibly fortunate. I just met Gustavo Usend, and I especially thanked Gustavo because he is a particularly positive person. Very positive. His favorite phrase is "let's achieve it." We have to do it. So it is wonderful. About Francisco Passan, whom I usually refer to as the course director, I often tell you, Paco, that the university has gained a great professional and the military has lost a reference. Thank you for the effort, and it is true that we talk. We are here every day at the forefront, still working on those little points we have left to finish the course. Of course, the management of CIDCO through the director Manuel Labarit and the head of the division, Colonel Garcia Fustel, has always greatly supported us in this project from the very first steps. Of course, to the members of the precursor area of CIDCO, here we have Milagros, we have Gustavo, we have Victor, we have Carlos, we have Sergio. The truth is that it is extremely easy to work with them. So, honestly, in that respect, we are privileged. Well, I won't dwell on the idea any longer. I will finish with the acknowledgements. Now, let's talk a bit about the course. It is true that this type of project helps us to open our eyes a little, because we have a very different concept of what the drug problem is. Why? Because the threat in Spain and Europe is very different from what we encounter on the other side of the Atlantic. We have different drugs. We have producing countries. We have different criminal organizations that are not prevalent in the same way in Europe, which has made it a bit challenging for us to evolve and match their level. Programs like the one from Coppola help us understand this issue. It is true that there has been tremendous evolution in terms of control, pardon, the control and investigation of drugs. There are true specialists. There are numerous courses of immense quality that have opened our eyes, and there are true specialists. Regarding the issue, we are considering the control of precursors if there is adequate control and oversight. We see that there are true specialists as well, but perhaps that training has only reached high or intermediate levels. We, as the electrical director has well explained, have 1,000 officials trained in Spain, and we see that the investigation of legal drug trafficking is fundamentally based on the investigation of precursors. We do not have specific statistical data, but we can say that more than 80% of the investigations that begin and end with the dismantling of clandestine laboratories are initiated by monitoring the precursors. This is what we want to make known. We had reservations at first, and Laura has mentioned That trip we took to Ecuador when we presented this initiative to the countries. Listen, we see that you fight very well against drugs. You have very specialized people, but we are not clear about the precursors. I remember a trip to a Latin American country where we were shown a precursor storage facility. I must honestly say that I have never been so scared in my life. We had tons of precursors stored all together, and just 50 meters away from where they were stored, there were some police officers setting fire to plastic containers. It was brutal. I mean, we didn't understand it, but it is true that we understand there are some economic premises that are difficult to resolve, but there is also a clear lack of knowledge about how copperlat, zwitorzendine works, or how to manage those precursors. The course, therefore, is designed in an integrated manner. It consists of 500 hours of lectures. It is a very comprehensive course, very comprehensive because we understand that those first response teams, that police officer, that soldier, that customs officer, that medical personnel, must have a minimum level of knowledge to be able to perform their work effectively and, above all, safely. With certainty, that is why the program is extremely comprehensive. Now we will pass the word to Cedar, leading experts in this aspect. We have Trotsky Santamaria, a highly respected and eminent figure in the beautiful country of Ecuador. We also have, of course, four from Colombia who have been fighting against drug trafficking for years and years. And well, of course, Deborah, the circus director, has already expressed his gratitude. We are truly, eternally grateful for your immense collaboration and your support in any circumstance. Well, summarizing the course, we will look at all the facets of precursor control, both at an administrative level, in terms of administrative control, and in terms of research control. We will start by reviewing the regulatory frameworks. Logically, we are a number of different countries, each with very different legal frameworks. But there are indeed common links in this case. We will discuss the regulatory frameworks that are most common to all. We have Deborah, a teacher, who will specifically talk about the international frameworks generated by the OAS, which are a reference in the region, for example. Yes, of course, we need to be aware of the current situation in the field of coppola, speaking about Latin America and the Caribbean. We will see what the current state of drug control is, especially regarding precursors, and there will be specialists who will speak to us once we have that general overview of the current situation of drug trafficking and the precursors. We will move on to a detailed view of what the precursor itself is. Milagros, among them, will explain to us what types of precursors there are, what types of drugs are manufactured with those precursors, what illicit uses they have, and the administrative controls that are in place. Of course, to achieve optimal results and to prevent the diversion of those precursors, it is necessary to implement some administrative controls. And in Spain, we are one of the pioneering countries in Europe. We are at the forefront of administrative inspections, and we understand that the effectiveness is quite evident. So, we are going to see how these inspections are carried out, how we control the operators, how the records need to be registered, and of course, when we conduct inspections. What we will do there, what we will do before an inspection, during the inspection, and after the inspection. It is going to be very comprehensive. We will even propose a couple of practical cases in which we will conduct an inspection drill. There will be two colleagues who will evaluate these simulated inspections. They will need to assess them afterwards, and we understand that it will also be a quite enjoyable activity for the students. Of course, we have a fundamental issue, which the director has also emphasized, a huge problem with management and disposal. I have spoken about that visit we made to the Latin American country. What is done with those precursors? It is a huge problem. We are talking about river basins contaminated with precursor containers. It's brutal. What do we do about that? We can't use the old technique we had, which was to simply hide it, burn it in the field, and that was the easiest thing to do. That can't be done nowadays. It's unthinkable. So there are some techniques, and there are countries that are evolving a lot, which are pioneers in innovative techniques. The case of Ecuador includes Trotskins, Santa Maria, and Ernesto Cabezas, who are true professionals in this aspect. We have seen that a very important aspect to address is the safety of that police officer, of that soldier. We are going to explain what to do when you find yourself in a laboratory, what you should do and what you should not do. It is essential. We cannot lead people to slaughterhouses. That is to say, here in Spain, in Europe, there are very specific types, laboratories with an evident risk profile, but I can only imagine what we will encounter in the Ecuadorian jungle, in Venezuela. It is terrible what we might find there. Therefore, we must ensure the safety of those colleagues, and we will also explain this during the course. Finally, we will discuss some investigative techniques, focusing on the routes of precursors, illicit precursor routes, and drug routes, so that people can have a global view of what we will encounter at a worldwide level. How do precursors arrive at specific locations? In which areas of the Coppola region, for example, are they taken to the USA? They are taken to Europe. What means of concealment are used? Whether they are transported by ship, by plane, or if they are thrown out of the airplane window? All of this will be applied with care. We will also discuss a very, very, very brief overview. Clearly, it is a very complex issue. We will not delve deeply into money laundering because we understand that it is also a problem at a global level. We will not only control the precursors, but also, through the capital banker, we will control the mafias that generate this type of illicit activity. A little more, I would like to express my immense gratitude for the 16 teachers who make up the course. We have tried to find the best of the best, and we believe we have succeeded. It is true that coordination, and Francisco Perasans knows this firsthand, can sometimes be very complex and complicated, but I truly appreciate the tremendous effort that these 16 professors have put in. We have put in the hours, they have been required, and we hope that the course has sufficient assurance and that next year we can continue with new elections, a sign that this course has been well received. A little more, I would like to once again express my gratitude to all the institutions I mentioned earlier. The CIDCO is here to serve, and of course, this is an activity that we will carry out with great care. I only hope that the result will be equivalent to the enthusiasm we have put into the project. Thank you very much to everyone. And I look forward to the presentation. Thank you very much, Jose Luis, for that detailed explanation of the course, which I am sure has excited everyone. We have 80 participants here, so we hope that someone else will sign up, as there is still time until the 23rd of September to be part of the course.